Hey, fellow leaders, we are taking a deep dive today into something super important for making a great team: feedback. Feedback that really motivates people. So we are going to unpack this guide and we'll pull out the best advice for you. And get this, Gallup found that employees that get feedback every day are 3.6 times more likely to be awesome compared to those who only get feedback once a year. That stat alone made me rethink my whole approach to feedback.
Yeah. It's really something. It really shows how important communication is. And that feedback isn't just a yearly thing. It's how we grow and develop all the time.
For sure. And this guide makes it clear. It's not only about what you say, but how you say it and when you say it. And for leaders like us who manage teams, it's really, really important to get good at this.
Absolutely. The guide says there are five main benefits of good feedback. It helps people do better. It helps people keep learning. It helps people stay at their jobs. It helps people communicate better. And it helps everyone be on the same page about goals. But for me, the biggest takeaway is how feedback is linked to keeping people on board, especially these days, where talented folks have so many choices. Showing your people that you care about their growth is super important.
I agree with that. I think we've all seen how even small bits of regular feedback can really boost morale and make people feel valued. It's like you're saying, I see you. I see your effort. And I want to help you succeed.
Exactly. And think about it from the leader's side. When your team feels supported and they're engaged, it has this ripple effect on the whole organization. Productivity goes up, communication gets smoother, and you can reach bigger goals together.
It's almost like feedback becomes this secret weapon for building a really strong team. Now that guy gets into some specific situations where feedback is most effective, and I thought this was super helpful.
Yeah, what I noticed is that it's not just about formal performance reviews or dealing with problems. It's about making feedback a part of how we work every day.
Right. Like, they talk about the importance of feedback in the moment, which can really change things for the better, especially for those of us who manage teams that move fast. And then there are regular check-ins, which create a space for open communication and growth.
Those check-ins are key. Even if they're just quick chats, they stop small issues from becoming big problems. And it shows your team that you're there to help them every step of the way.
And I like that the guide also talks about giving feedback after milestones or projects, not just when things go wrong. It's about taking time to celebrate wins, to look at what worked, and learn from it for future projects.
It's about making a culture of always learning, where every experience, good or bad, is a chance to grow.
Okay, but here's the thing. We've all been on the receiving end of feedback. That just didn't work right. Like, you know, the intention was good, but the way it was delivered just missed the mark.
Yeah, that's where the how becomes as important as the what. And this guide really goes deep into a method that I think is really smart for making sure your feedback is on point. The Grossman groups, four F's of feedback.
Oh yeah. This is where it gets good. It breaks down the whole process into clear steps you can take that feel way more approachable than some other feedback models I've seen.
What I find so helpful is that it emphasizes not just giving feedback, but also making an environment where the person getting the feedback feels safe and respected. It's about leading with empathy and knowing that feedback, even when it's pointing out something to work on, should be a positive experience, an experience that empowers people.
All right, so let's break down these four F's. The first one is frame. And to be honest, this one was kind of a light bulb moment for me.
It is simple, but people forget about it all the time. It's about setting the stage for a good conversation by asking if it's okay to give the feedback, by being clear about your good intentions, and making sure the conversation is happening in a place where people feel comfortable.
Yeah, it's funny. I've always seen myself as someone who's easy to talk to. But now I realize I haven't always been clear about making that space for feedback. It makes a huge difference when you say something like, hey, I have some feedback that I think could really help you. Is now a good time to chat?
Exactly. It totally changes the feeling from like a boss giving a critique to a conversation where everyone is working together and feels respected.
Okay. So once you've set the stage, you move on to feedback for the future, which I think is where a lot of us trip up. It's so easy to get stuck on past mistakes or on what went wrong.
That's why this principle is so powerful. It's about moving away from blame and towards solutions by focusing on one specific behavior and what happened because of it and saying it in a way that helps the employee do better going forward.
And the guide gives a great example of this. Instead of just saying something general like, you're always late, you'd say something more like, I noticed that you've missed the last few deadlines for those client reports, and that's made it harder for the team to hit our goals.
That's a perfect example. You're stating the behavior. You're stating the impact. and you're looking ahead to the future. And notice how it doesn't judge the person. It's about what they did and what happened because of it, not about labeling them.
Which brings us to the third F, feelings. I like this one because it really focuses on listening and seeing things from the other person's point of view. We're not just telling them what to do, we're having a conversation.
And that's where empathy is so important. It's about saying something as simple as, how do you feel about what I just said? It lets the employee share their thoughts and feelings, and it shows that you truly care about what they have to say.
Yeah, and I imagine this is especially important. When you're giving feedback, that might be tough to hear, or that's critical of something they did. It's about making space for them to understand and making sure the conversation feels balanced.
Totally. And remember, you might not always agree with their perspective, but it's important to acknowledge their feelings. It shows that you respect them as a person and that you're approaching this conversation with empathy.
Okay, so we've set up the conversation, we've given the feedback, we've listened to their response, and now it's time for the last F, follow-up.
This one is super important for accountability and making sure the feedback actually makes a difference. It's about setting clear expectations, providing support, keeping an eye on progress, and recognizing when they improve.
And I think for leaders, this step is where we can really show that we're committed to our team's growth. It's not enough to just point out what needs to be better. We have to give them the tools and support they need to succeed.
You got it. So ask questions like, how can I help you with this? What resources do you need? What kind of support would be most helpful? It shows you care about their success and that you're there to guide them.
The guide also talks about the importance of recognizing improvement, which I think is so important, for keeping morale up and reinforcing good behavior.
Absolutely. Even small acknowledgments can go a long way. Something as simple as, I've noticed you've been really trying to meet deadlines, and I appreciate it, can be super motivating.
Okay, so we've got the framework down, but I think what really makes this come alive is seeing how it works in real life. And the guide has some really helpful examples, like dealing with interruptions in meetings.
We all know that person who can't help but jump in, right? It can completely throw off the conversation and make other people feel like their ideas don't matter. So how do we approach this using the four Fs?
Well, first to go here, you would frame the conversation by asking permission to give feedback and emphasizing that you're coming from a good place. You might say something like, hey, I wanted to talk to you about something I've noticed in meetings. Would it be okay if I shared some feedback with you?
And then you'd move into the feedback itself, focusing on the specific behavior and its impact. You could say something like, I've noticed that when you interrupt people during meetings, it can make them feel like their ideas aren't being heard. And sometimes it stops us from fully exploring everyone's perspectives.
And then you'd follow up with a feeling step, asking, how do you feel about what I just said? This is where you really listen to what they have to say and try to understand their point of view.
And finally, you'd move on to follow up, setting clear expectations for future meetings, offering support, and maybe even practicing some scenarios with them to help them get better at communicating.
The guide also talks about that tough situation of missed deadlines, which can be a real challenge for leaders. I know for me, it's always a balancing act between holding people accountable and keeping things supportive.
For sure. And this is where empathy is so important. There might be reasons why someone is constantly missing deadlines, and it's important to come into the conversation with understanding.
So using the four Fs, you'd start by framing the conversation with empathy and showing that you have good intentions. You can say something like, hey, I've noticed that the last few reports haven't been turned in on time. I wanted to check in and see if anything's going on. That's making it hard for you to meet those deadlines.
And then you'd go into the feedback itself, focusing on the specific behavior and its consequence. You might say something like, when reports are late, it slows down our ability to make decisions, and it can affect the whole team's performance.
And of course, you'd follow up with the feelings and follow-up steps, making space for them to talk, setting clear expectations, and offering support.
The guide also has a really interesting example of how to encourage leadership qualities in someone who might be shy or hesitant to take on leadership roles.
I love that example. It's so important to spot those hidden talents on your team and help them reach their full potential. But I think it can be tricky, especially when you're dealing with someone who's naturally more introverted or who likes to stay behind the scenes.
That's where feedback that's specific and encouraging can make all the difference. And again, the four Fs give us a great way to approach this conversation.
So you'd start by framing the conversation, emphasizing your good intentions, and pointing out the specific things you've seen that make you think they have leadership potential. You might say something like, "I've been so impressed with your analytical skills and the way you're able to see the big picture. I think you could really contribute as a leader."
And then you'd move on to the feedback for the future stage, suggesting concrete ways they can start taking on a more leadership-focused role. Maybe you encourage them to lead a small project, or mentor someone newer to the team, or be more active in sharing their ideas during meetings.
And of course, you'd follow up with the feelings and follow-up steps, making space for them to respond, providing support, and checking in on their progress.
Now, it's important to remember, feedback isn't just about pointing out what needs to improve. It's also about celebrating successes and reinforcing good behaviors.
Right. And this guide has a whole section on how important it is to give positive feedback, which I think often gets overlooked, especially when we're busy dealing with challenges. But recognizing and celebrating wins is so important for building morale and motivation.
And the key here is to be specific and sincere. Instead of just saying, "good job," take the time to explain what you liked and why it was important.
So instead of just saying, "good job on that presentation," you might say, "I was really impressed with your presentation today. You explained the main points so clearly. Your visuals were engaging. You did a great job with the Q&A.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be a big, long speech. Sometimes a simple and heartfelt, "thank you for all your hard work on this. I really appreciate it," can go a long way.
So we've covered a lot of ground here, from why feedback is important and when to give it, to the details of the four Fs and how to use them in different situations. What stands out to you as the most valuable thing we've learned in this deep dive?
For me, it's how important empathy, humanity, and authenticity are in leadership. It's about realizing that feedback is a powerful tool, but we need to use it with care and understanding. It's about making a culture where feedback is seen as a gift, a chance to grow, and a way to build stronger relationships on your team.
It really feels like we're changing how we think about feedback. It's not just giving feedback, it's more like we're helping people grow, which feels so much better. It's the kind of leader I want to be.
Yeah, I love that. And it makes me think of something else the guide talks about. Feedback is a two-way street. As leaders, we should be asking our teams for feedback too.
That's so true. It not only helps us get better at leading, but it also builds that culture of open communication, and learning.
Right. It creates trust and respect.
Yeah.
Where everyone feels like they can share their thoughts and ideas.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm curious, what's one thing you'll do differently based on what we've talked about today? For me, I'm going to try to be more aware of those in-the-moment feedback opportunities. I think it'll really help my team stay focused and feel supported.
That's great. I'm going to focus more on the feelings part of the four Fs. It's easy to get caught up in giving the feedback and forget to really listen and understand how the other person feels.
I think that's something we can all take away from this. It reminds us that feedback is about connecting with people and helping them grow. And that starts with empathy and understanding.
Absolutely.
Well, that's about it for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, keep leading with heart.